Portraits, Area Authority in Bolivia. Elder Mario Guzman Padilla, Area Authority 70 for the South American North Area, remembers being the last member of his family to accept the gospel in 1976 when he and his wife, Maria Graciela Antizana de Guzman, were hearing missionary lessons. When I joined the church, he says, I had the advantage of receiving what the prophet today refers to as a friend, a responsibility, and being nourished by the word. I was baptized on Saturday, and on Sunday they called me to be a Sunday school teacher. Those first few weeks were a challenge, but Elder Guzman says that this responsibility helped him develop a testimony of the gospel. After joining the church, he was anxious to share the gospel with his co-workers. He carried his own film strip projector to work and showed film strips in his office, among them Man's Search for Happiness, Johnny Lingo, and Families Can Be Forever. As a result of these early missionary efforts, three of his friends at work joined the church. Elder Guzman has since retired from Lloyd Aero Boliviano Airlines, where he concluded his career as chief of operations. In addition to sharing the gospel message with co-workers and friends, the Guzmans, after their baptisms, immediately began preparing to attend the temple. And 1 year later, they traveled to Los Angeles to be sealed in the temple on the 30th of April, 1977. Elder and Sister Guzman have one son and three daughters. About 2 years after joining the church, a directive from the president of the company that he worked for said that all executives had to work on Sundays. This regulation affected my religious principles, says Elder Guzman, so I went to the office of the president and told him, I can work until 11:45 on Saturday night, but I can't work on Sunday. If this is not possible, you will have to do as you think best. The president told him they would have to let him go. Several hours later, however, the president reconsidered, and Elder Guzman became the only executive there who did not work on Sundays. There is no work more wonderful or better compensated for than that of being in the service of our God and of our neighbors, says Elder Guzman. He credits his wife for much of the spiritual strength in their family. My Heavenly Father has blessed me with an extraordinary companion, and as a result of her selflessness, we have wonderful children who live the gospel. Standing for Truth. Not only are Terry and Suzanne Rooney faithful members of the Bradford Second Ward, Leeds England Stake, they are also strong members of their community. While serving as first counselor in the bishopric, Brother Terry Rooney also serves as the first and only LDS member of the United Kingdom's Parliament. Now in his third term in the House of Commons, Brother Rooney is highly respected by his colleagues and his constituents for his integrity and unwavering sense of ethics. That's Terry's big plus, says his wife, Suzanne. People respect him because they know he is not going to be corruptible or bendable. He is always going to stand up for what he believes in. I think that's Terry's big strength, and I think that's the gospel in action. You do things because they're right, Terry says in response. It's not necessarily a conscious action, it's just a natural consequence. Since 1996, Sister Rooney, who teaches the gospel doctrine class in her ward, has served on the Bradford and District Metropolitan Council, the fourth largest municipal council in the United Kingdom, and currently functions as Vice Chairman of Education. In two recent school review votes, she championed the idea of keeping Christian values in the school curriculum, an idea that seemed contrary to the popular trends. But in the end, she says, when the votes were in, we won handsomely both times because people understood that we stood for something that was right. With all these responsibilities, both Terry and Suzanne agree that the most important things in their lives are the gospel of Jesus Christ and their family. They have three children, Adele, Elizabeth, and Peter, and five grandchildren. For us, that's what it's all about, says Suzanne, to rejoice in the gospel here and return with our family to our Heavenly Father and feel that joy of reunion. With patience of hope. Writing to members in Thessalonica, the Apostle Paul said, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and the patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. Today, one of those laboring with love and patience of hope is 76-year-old Vartua Rosa Dimopoulou, a member of the Thessalonica branch in the Greece, Athens mission. Sister Demopoulou, or Rosa, as she is known by the members and missionaries, remembers how she was hesitant to be baptized when first hearing the missionary discussions. She kept telling the missionary she had already been baptized at birth. Finally, however, she accepted a challenge to pray about the matter. Rosa recalls going to her room kneeling and praying as she had been taught by the missionaries. Her answer came quickly and clearly, and included a dream that helped guide her to accept baptism on January 31, 1993. From that day on, Rosa has shown her devotion to the Lord's Church, the only one, she says, where she can feel the Savior near. Her husband died several years after her baptism, and the Sunday of his funeral is the only day she has missed her church meetings in 6 years. Members of the Thessalonica branch can count on seeing Rosa every Sunday, dressed all in black in accordance with Greek custom for widows, sitting in the same seat in the chapel, her seat, as she calls it. Rosa still works every day except Sunday until 6 p.m. as a cleaning maid for a family. With her modest income and small retirement pay, she supports her daughter and granddaughter and has managed to save enough money to make 2 trips to the London Temple, once to be sealed to her deceased husband. As her health is poor, it is not uncommon to hear her say on Sundays, "When I woke up this morning, I had not enough strength to get out of bed, but I prayed to Heavenly Father for Him to please allow me to go to the meetings of His church, and He gave me the strength to come." Elder James Max Adams, Greece, Athens Mission. End of Portraits.